as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her class is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's chilly today. Chilly. It is, although Joe just mentioned it's supposed to warm up this week. It is. I think it goes from cold to hot to cold to hot. Anyway, it is a little nippy this morning. We actually had a little bit of rain yesterday, so which was nice because I was going to go water my plants, and then it rained. And I went, oh, good, perfect. I don't have to water. Anyway, good morning and welcome to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman every Sunday morning on KSRO. And talking about real estate and local things that make real estate good or bad here in the county and things. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about affordable housing and you know, it is a major, really, crisis in California, and Sonoma County is definitely feeling it. And a lot of new bills have passed to kind of help ease that, at the same time making it a little more difficult for property owners who have chosen to rent out a home, or really more affecting investors who have purchased a duplex, triplex, fourplex, or multi-unit, because that's really more what it's aimed for. But Governor Newsom signed about 18 different bills this last week that to help ease the housing affordability crisis. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then, you know, it's interesting. We mentioned at the beginning of last year, we talked a little bit about earthquake safety, and about it was the anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. Last week, we talked about that. And then, what do you know? We actually had an earthquake last week. Did you feel it?
No, I didn't either.
And, you know, my My son came upstairs. I was upstairs, my daughter, and we were upstairs. He was downstairs, and he came up and he goes, oh my God, we just had an earthquake. And we're both like, no, we did not have an earthquake. We did not. We didn't feel an earthquake. And so then we started looking online, and of course everyone's saying, oh my gosh, there was an earthquake. So
I feel guilty that I don't feel them. Very far and few between that I feel. I didn't even feel the Loma Prieta earthquake, although I know I was driving. I was going to Cloverdale to watch the game with my dad, and the radio started going on. I said, wow, something big is happening.
I know, everybody was tuned in to the World Series. So, yeah, I don't feel guilty. I feel left out when I don't feel the earthquake.
That's a good word for it, yeah.
What? We didn't get to feel the earthquake. And it's so funny because, you know, you must be a native Californian when, when you're disappointed that you missed feeling the earthquake. Right? I always think of that commercial with the cows. Like, is it a Clover commercial? That the cows out there feeling an earthquake and they're all, whoa. It was, anyway, it's a, I don't know if anybody remembers that commercial, but I always think of it with the happy cows feeling the earthquakes in California. So, but on a more serious note with the earthquakes, they do, thankfully this one did not, you know, it was felt really far and wide. It was down in, we're down in the East Bay, I think down towards Walnut Creek, and then there was one even further down, but really a wide reach on this, but thankfully I haven't heard of any, you know, any, really any destruction that was caused by the earthquake, even in the areas, you know, where the epicenter was, which is good. But I do want to talk a little bit more about earthquake. And really, you know, what was it? It was in 2014 that we had the big earthquake in Napa that was, actually on one of my daughter's birthday is August 24th. And that was, we had gone out to breakfast for her birthday, and then there was an earthquake. So I remember that. But anyway, that was really kind of the last big one that we've had here in Santa Rosa. And it really kind of stalled everything when homes that were on the market, homes that either were on the market or in escrow, because now all of a sudden you have, you know, new cracks appearing in a wall. And everybody, you know, we were encouraging clients, if you are in escrow, to go, you know, have a reinspection done. And then that caused a delay because, you know, now you're having to get a home inspector back out there to take a look at the foundation, make sure nothing, you know, cracked, no new things going on, no new issues. And so, you know, it is an important thing to pay attention to, but then also just, you know, things that you can do to your home ahead of time to to keep yourself safe and to keep your home from, you know, basically falling off its foundation. And, you know, if it's on a hill, there's all kinds of other things, and hopefully that's all, you know, been thought about and, you know, when it was built correctly. But, you know, we have a lot of older homes too. So there's some things to look for if you're buying a house or, if, you know, your house that you live in, to make sure that you are going to be safe or reasonably safe when the big one hits. And then also there's a new there's a new app to our first ever early warning system, which really, when they say early, it's, you know, several seconds before an earthquake hits. So it's not, you know, like when they know a storm's coming and you can prepare for it, or, you know, when the PG&E is going to shut power down, you can prepare. It's not that type of early warning, but it is just maybe enough to get yourself to a safe situation, at least brace yourself and not be caught completely off guard. So I'll give you some more information about that. And then all of these bills that were signed. And then I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, just, you know, what's happening in the real estate market right now as we head into fall. A lot of places in the country really kind of shut down. I mean, real estate sells all year round, but really things slow down quite a bit as you head into the fall and winter. But, you know, I think here we have such great weather, really well into winter, that I think we see a lot of activity, at least I do, and I think, you know, generally speaking, we see quite a bit of activity across the board, really, with the exception maybe of country property, where you know, when it's rainy and icky, you know, country property gets a little mucky, you know, so that maybe kind of slows down a little bit. But I think everything else we do just fine. And a lot of people come into town in the fall because it's so, you know, such a beautiful time of the year to come to Sonoma County to see the, you know, all the colors, and the vines are all starting to turn the pretty colors of yellow and orange and red. And it's just a pretty time to be in Sonoma County, and then out at the coast too. It's just the best time of the year. People that come into town, you know, in the middle of summer, and they're going to go visit the beach. We're going out to the beach while we're here. And I'm like, okay, but bring a blanket and a jacket, because this is not the month that you want to, or the season really that is best at the California, you know, Northern California coast. You go down to Southern California and it's nice all the time down there. But here, nope, it's, you know, definitely winter, I think. Winter and fall are the best time of the year to be out at the coast. So coastal properties, I think, do really well in the winter. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. I was looking for a newspaper, but it didn't come today. Keller Williams, we've missed a few months and haven't had our open house extravaganza, but it's back. And it's usually the third Sunday of the month. We all put our, you know, as many as we can, houses on open house to tour on a Sunday from 1 to 4, which is the typical time when open houses are anyway. But it'll be in the Press Democrat. There should be a big ad in there showing all of that. And then there's always the Press Democrat handy pullout guide that has others. But really, what I've found, because I always ask when people come into an open house, you know, where did you find the open house? Have you seen it, or did you just see the sign? Sometimes it's the sign. Maybe they were looking for a different open house, or they were, you know, driving home and they saw the sign. But a lot of times it's, oh, no, we saw it online. So, you know, there's so many different avenues online, different websites that you can look at today's open houses and find just what you're looking for. So that's what I've found where most people are looking. But anyway, today, look at the Press Democrat, because there is a list of all of the Keller Williams open houses. And I will be at 165 Massimo Circle. That's that three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath. All three bedrooms have a master, have a bathroom. There's a big master bedroom with a huge bathroom, and then there and a balcony. And then there's two other bedrooms that have their own bathroom. So great for, you know, teenagers or, you know, renting out a room even. But it's a big house, 3,000 square feet, almost 3,000. It's like 2,900. And it's just a really nice, solid 1980s built home, but really tall ceilings, quality construction, quality features, three-car garage. It's just a great property. Big wraparound deck. It's a great place to entertain. The kitchen kind of overlooks this great room. It's a really big open space and just great for entertaining. So I will be there entertaining my open house guests. So come on by from 1 to 4 today and then grab the Press Democrat. Take a look and see what other homes are open, or like I said, look online. Press Democrat online also posts everything online, and then all of the other, just Google what are the open houses today. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into, you know, a little bit more about earthquake safety, and then also wanted to talk about these new bills. We'll probably talk about the new bills first that have been signed. What does that mean to you if you're a landlord or a property owner thinking about renting out your home? We'll be back. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after this break.
ABC News in D.C., Andy Field.
Don't be a tough guy. Don't be a fool. I'll call you later. Sincerely, Donald Trump. And yeah, that's just part of the letter.
Were there two hearts emojis at the end of it?
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, joining you every Sunday morning on KSRO from 9 to 10 a.m. And don't forget, you can go listen to the podcast if you missed any part of the show, or you missed last week's show, or you want to hear it again. KSRO.com, and go to shows and then ask the expert and look for Allison Norman Real Estate. And that is the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So you can find that, listen to the podcast. And then also, I forget sometimes to mention the Facebook page, and our phone number here is 707-636-1350. But also the Facebook page is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook, just like the name of the show. So find that on Facebook and follow along. I try and post, links that we talk about maybe during the show, or things and interesting things that come up during the week. So if you're curious about, something I mentioned, you can usually find a little bit more information about it on the Facebook page. So again, that's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. Before we dive into everything, I forgot a couple things I want to mention. We are Raiders pregame show today. So, and what did you say, Joe? They're playing Green Bay?
Yes, they're playing in Green Bay. Good time of the year to be playing and not in December.
I know. It gets a little
colder.
They
should get some decent weather there.
Oh, good. Good, good. So, and that starts immediately after the Real Estate Hour. So stay tuned for that. And then a couple of fun events today. Well, I forgot to mention last week, Blind Scream, if you're a horror fan, if you're a haunted house fan, Blind Scream started last week, and it's in Santa Rosa this year, and it's downtown right by the mall. It's in, what I understand, I haven't been by there, it's in the old Sears Auto Service building, which was next to kind of across over in, almost over in that south of A Street Arts District, but just before that. It's right on the edge of the downtown mall, from what I understand. Don't quote me on that, but that's what it that's what I read somewhere is where it is. But it's downtown. They have all kinds of fun stuff if you like the scary stuff. And I think our own Michelle Marquez, it plays a character in the Blind Scream. She's always very involved in Blind Scream. So maybe you can spot her as one of the creepy ghouls or whatever. I'm not sure what she's dressed up as this year. But fun stuff if you like the scary stuff. If you're looking for just a good family outing, go pick out a pumpkin, go on a hayride. One of my favorite things, and I've been going to this for years, is the Tole Fall Festival. And it used to just be a pumpkin patch, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of the family, and it used to be, you know, the name just of the pumpkin patch. And we went there for years, and then the city of Santa Rosa, or I'm sorry, Sonoma County Parks bought this whole Tole Lake and made it into a regional park, but they still have kept that element of the fall pumpkin festival. And two weekends in October, we missed it last weekend, but this weekend, yesterday and today, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's down in Petaluma off of Petaluma Hill Road. And it's just a really fun event. There is a small fee to get in. I think it's really reasonable. I'm trying to find it here. $5 for adults, $3 for children. Parking, $7. If you buy a park pass or if you have a park pass, I think you get in free. It says members will enjoy a one-time free admission. So it's just a really fun event, and I think it'll probably warm up a little today, and you can get out there and go on a hayride and get a pumpkin and see some farm animals and get some food and all kinds of fun stuff. So that's the Tole Fall Festival, the Tole Lake Regional Park, which actually isn't a lake. I think in the winter, I think it's like vernal pools. I don't know if there's an actual lake you can go visit, but it's just a really nice, fun event, a nice area. So check that out if you're here in Sonoma County. Earthquake safety. We talked about there was an earthquake this last week, and just before the 30th anniversary of the big one, or the most recent big one. There's been a lot, but we did have the Loma Prieta earthquake 30 years ago, and some people weren't around, don't remember it. Some people weren't born yet. So, I don't know, but for us that lived through it, it was a big deal. And, we saw a lot of destruction and a lot of new building codes and retrofitting, and, things have gone into effect to make buildings safer. Like everything else, we learn from experience and go, oh, we probably should make that safer. But one of the important things, really the biggest thing to look at, couple things. California, I have realtor friends across the country, and there's a few states where strapping your water heater is required, and California is one of them. And it's an earthquake thing. I mean, there's people that live in, Oklahoma that are like, why are you strapping your water heater? It's not a thing everywhere. For us, it's just kind of, it is what it is. And it's actually when you get an appraisal, when you're purchasing a home, they'll call that if the water heater isn't strapped. So we always, as realtors, that's kind of one of the first things we look at when we preview a house before, either before writing an offer or before listing it, if we're a listing agent, is the water heater strapped? If not, it's going to have to be. It's actually a disclosure document that you have to give your buyer, if you're a seller, saying, hey, I understand it's my responsibility to make sure the water heater is strapped. And the reason being earthquakes, water heater, if it wiggles, it's most of them are gas. If it's not a gas water heater, there's not really a reason to strap it other than, it might fall on top of somebody. But really, it's so it doesn't wiggle loose and snap a gas line. And now, you've got a gas leak and an explosion and all of that. So that's a big one. But really, in older homes, there's something called a cripple wall. And it's basically the space between... And I put a link on the Facebook page that you can kind of take a look at. I should put a picture there too. There's a, but it's the space between where the foundation, the concrete foundation, then there's some, 2x4s, and then there's another runner going across. And what they suggest is that you take or have somebody put some plywood. It's just really as simple as putting a sheet of plywood to secure that. And so a lot of what we see during the earthquakes is where a house basically just kind of falls off its foundation because two reasons. One, it's not bolted to its foundation. So that's always something good to look at or have your home inspector look at. Is the foundation bolted? Are the 2x4s, is the house bolted to the ground, basically, to its foundation? And then if it's cripple walls, which is usually can be like 2 or 3 feet even from where the bottom 2x4 is bolted to the foundation, then there's vertical 2x4s going up and then another 2x4 going across or 2x6 or, whatever. If you don't have that secured, if there's an earthquake or any kind of ground movement, anything can happen. The whole thing can just kind of fall. It'll just shift to the left or the right. So it's important to put that cripple wall bracing. And so that's something really important to do when you're looking to purchase a home. Ask your home inspector if you're not going to go under the house, ask your home inspector, hey, are there cripple walls? Are they secured? Again, making sure it's bolted to the foundation. So a couple of good things. And then chimney, in the Napa fire, there was a child that was actually killed because a chimney fell over on top of him. And so, that's really important things that you don't really think about, but securing things like that and like bookshelves to the wall. And this was a big concrete chimney, and I don't know how it, what the circumstances were that where it wasn't properly bolted, but just something to look into. You want to make sure things are secured, that if you have big cabinets, make sure that they're secured to the wall. And it's important when they're, because sometimes it's just a little bit of shaking can do quite a bit of harm. So important to do that. And then if your home was built, another thing that I think I posted this on the Facebook page, FEMA has a good a whole bunch of information on earthquake safety and how to keep your home safe. Even looking at mobile homes, they should have earthquake bracing underneath as well, not just sitting on, sometimes they're just sitting on cinder blocks. They don't, you do want to make sure a mobile home is also secured. But a garage over, a part of the structure over a garage, a granny unit or a just a room over the garage, you really need extra bracing on the walls of the garage because it has such that big gap where the garage door is. Anyway, FEMA has some great information that you should look up. Go to the Facebook page and you can get more information about how to keep yourself safe during an earthquake and keep your home safe. We're going to have to go to news. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And we'll be right back after the news. See you soon.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Today's a heartbreaking day for the 3rd Infantry Division, says their commanding officer at Fort Stewart, Georgia, reporting that 3 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team soldiers were killed and 3 more hospitalized in in a training accident involving their armored vehicle early this morning. No other details. The accident's under investigation. U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria will be moved to western Iraq, says Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who was asked about alleged violations by Turkish or Turkish-backed forces against Kurdish civilians.
It's going to take some forensics eventually to figure out who is committing these war crimes or these atrocities.
U.S. Defense Chief making a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Delegation of House lawmakers led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Jordan. Return of hot, dry Santa Ana winds in Southern California.
There's major concern about these next couple of days. These Santa Ana winds blowing, lasting through Tuesday or early Wednesday, coming from the desert out toward the ocean.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Warmer temperatures to start a new week. Today at 77 degrees, 66 on the coast and sunny. Clear tonight, low 46, 49 on the shores. Blue skies for Monday at 86, 71 in Bodega Bay. Still sunny for Tuesday at 86, 70 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO. And always good information, I think. I hope I'm providing some good information about, you know, we talk a lot about stuff that can affect the community just as much as, you know, the individual home can affect the community. And anyway, before I go on, we've been talking about earthquake safety, and you know, we also had the anniversary of the 2017 fires too. So you know, a lot to think about as far as keeping yourself safe and having you know, go over that emergency escape route again with your family, and whether it's an earthquake or a fire or, you know, any other natural disaster, you know, make sure you have, you know, where you're gonna go, where you're gonna meet up, and then have a go bag, you know, to go bag and to grab and go. Have copies of insurance and IDs and medication and all that stuff. So, and then a caller called in and pointed out, I was talking about the water heater strapping and why it's important. And he also reminded me that the water heater is a great source of water if there is an emergency. If there's, you know, and if there's something like a, you know, a major earthquake and you're stuck in your home, you know, fire safety crews can't get to you. They're, you know, have those supplies available, or, you know, some canned food, some things to keep you safe and fed, and some water, but drinking water and potable drinking water. The water heater is a great source for that. It's, you know, a very large amount of water that actually stays warm for a little while, too, in there, even if the gas is off. And then, you know, as gross as it may sound, the back of the water in the toilet, not in the toilet bowl, but in the back tank of the toilet, is actually, you know, drinkable water in an emergency. That would be my last go-to, I think. But keep that in mind as well. And then having, you know, just being aware, because we are in an area where, You know, we have the, you know, the chance of two natural disasters, really three, because flooding, we do have a lot of areas that flood. So flooding, earthquakes, and fire, it's just really good to kind of go back over the safety things to, you know, things to do to keep yourself safe, whether you're stuck in your home or you're having to evacuate in a hurry. Anyway, just good to know. And on the Facebook page, I did put some information on there about just some links. FEMA has some great information about keeping, you know, checking things in your home. When you sell, excuse me, when you sell a home I think it's 60. It might be a little later than that. But there's actually an earthquake form that has to be filled out, a questionnaire. And a lot of times sellers go, I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, you probably should, as a seller, know the answer. Is your house, you know, is the foundation braced? Was there any building that was done not to code? I mean, there's a, you know, maybe 10 questions that you should be able to answer about your home if it is built pre, you know, back in the 1960s. Okay, so moving on from that. So visit the Facebook page to get those links and get some information about keeping your home safe. The other thing is know where your gas shutoff is and your water shutoff is. And gas shutoff, you need a special tool that you should have. If you don't, you should probably go get one. And I don't know if maybe you can call PG&E and say, hey, I don't have my gas shutoff tool. And maybe they can provide that to you, or at least tell you where to get one. Probably at a hardware store, too. Anyway, it's good to have that because you may need to be able to turn off your gas in a hurry. We were going to talk a little bit about these bills that Governor Newsom did. He passed that AB. We've talked about AB 1482, which we had talked about a couple of weeks ago, really in anticipation. Everybody said, oh, yeah, he's going to sign that. So he hadn't officially signed it yet, but we were talking about it as if it was signed. And just because, you know, everybody pretty much knew he was going to sign it, and yes, he did. So he did sign Bill AB 1482, and that's the cap on annual rents to 5% plus inflation, which I think is a couple percent. Anyway, so, you know, there's obviously there was a lot of uproar about this, and this is going to hurt landlords, and in the, you know, there's a lot of thought that it's actually going to hurt tenants as well, because if they're going to be tapped, if we're going to, you're going to tap the landlord, cap the landlord at 5%, a lot of times the rent is not going up 5% every year, but they're going to go, well, we can only do it 5%, and you want me to do all these retrofits. There's a lot of issues, you know, with now retrofits having to be done. So we've had a kind of an exhausted conversation about this, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but just to let you know that it was passed. It is a cap on annual rent increases for the entire state of California. The cities have their own things as well. So, you know, if you're a landlord, I really, you know, you can be a homeowner that sells their house. I mean, that, you know, buys a new house and they decide to rent their house. You're exempt from this as just a single family home. But if it's a duplex or anything other than that, it's really important to talk to a property manager and really know the law and know the restrictions of this law. There's also, you know, the just cause. You have to show that it's really pretty onerous on the landlord to show why you have asked a tenant to leave. And there has to be a reason. You can't just, you know, so there's this just cause laws that have gone into effect. There's the rent caps. There's this new Section 8 that was signed that you have to consider Section 8 as income. And how Section 8 has been, and it's the it's basically a housing voucher for low income. It's a really long waiting list to get on this Section 8 to start receiving the voucher, where they pay a portion of your rent. And the problem has been these people wait years to get on, you know, to on this waiting list to finally get their voucher, and then they can't find a landlord that will take Section 8. So this bill has now passed saying you have to take Section 8. You cannot discriminate against a person because they're on Section 8. And the reason why that was an issue for a lot of people is you're not just taking the voucher. You're also now signing on to all the rules of Section 8, which has to do with upgrade, you know, condition of the property, upgrades, when you can ask them to leave, the notice that you have to give them. There's a whole different dynamic to this, to renting to a person with Section 8. So now with this new bill, you can't say, you know what, I don't want to do Section 8. There's a lot of people that have said, sure, I'd love to help these people. I will do Section 8. I will accept Section 8 and abide by all the rules that they are requiring of me. But you can't do that anymore. You can't make that choice. The choice has been made for you. That you can't discriminate based on Section 8. You can't advertise saying that we won't accept Section 8. And so, you know, that's, you know, it kind of is what it is. It's a new rule that went into effect. Hopefully it will help ease some of the Section 8 problems where, you know, people have these vouchers but still can't find a place. So anyway, we shall see. You know, sometimes these bills help, sometimes they just get in the way. But I'm hoping that will ease that a little bit. There's also some new bills that passed regarding ADUs, which is the auxiliary dwelling unit, or accessory dwelling unit, which is that, you know, granny unit, or junior ADU, which is, you know, taking a section of your home and making it into a separate unit that you can rent out. And so they've loosened some of the restrictions on that. We've been talking about that for a long time. But in all, there were 18 bills that were passed and signed by Governor Newsom. And, you know, most of them had to do with, I think all of them, they say, had to do with ADUs. So, I mean, there was AB 68, there was AB 881, AB 587, SB 13, and AB 671. They all have to do with housing plans to encourage affordable ADUs. There's a tiered fee structure, which changes ADUs more fairly based on their size and location. Which charges ADUs. There's, you know, just a lot of things to make it easier. Existing garages, you know, and I printed, oh, I didn't print it because I'll see if I can find it. There was an interesting article. There's a company in, there's this whole thing going on in Los Angeles where they are taking ADUs. You know, if somebody, you own a house, you have a detached garage. This is for specifically detached garage, and they're going through and basically making a deal with the homeowner that they're going to take this detached garage and they're going to make it into a little apartment. They'll oversee everything. They act as a property manager, and they're going to take care of everything for the homeowner. And I don't know the whole details of you know, what's in it for the homeowner. I would imagine, you know, it's just like a property manager where they get a percentage of the rent, and there may be some tax advantages to that as you're renting out a property. But I thought it was an interesting concept, and I'll post it on the Facebook page, but it was in the New York Times, and my internet stopped this morning, so I couldn't print it out. So, but anyway, it was an interesting article, and it's an interesting concept. It would be, you know, and it's something that we could do here, that anybody could do now with the rules loosening. There are some, they've even loosened the rules a little bit about parking as well. You used to not be able to give up your garage unless you had somewhere else for cars to park, and they I think they've loosened those rules as well. So, you know, if you have a garage and you are looking for extra income and looking to help the be part of the solution of adding more housing, you know, it's a good time to look into doing an ADU, a granny unit, an additional dwelling unit. And you can do it as a garage conversion. You know, check with the county and the state and you know, look more into it. But, and then also if you have room on your property, you know, obviously you've got, you have to have the money to be able to do the building and all of that, but they have loosened some of the fees, to help. And, you know, when you go to sell your house, it could be an advantage there as well. If you can show that it's bringing in income, that's definitely helpful. So we're going to take a break, and then we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about, you know, getting your home ready for sale. What am I seeing? What are we seeing in, you know, what's selling, all the new home sales, what's going on there, and more. We'll be right back. We'll take a break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back after this break.
KSRO, on air, online, and now available on all leading smart speakers, including Google Home. Just say, okay, Google, play KSRO. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. Around the county, around the country. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Larkfield, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, we're back. It is the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning here from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO. And thanks for joining me this morning. I'm just posting right now. I just pushed hit share. That article I mentioned, it was in the New York Times. And I just posted it, so if you want to take a look when the show's over, or now, if you want to look at the Real Estate Hour, it's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. It's a good page to follow and find some interesting information. But I just thought it was an interesting article, interesting concept, where they are, it's this company down in Southern California, and they are working with homeowners with detached garages, getting them all set up and ready as an ADU or accessory dwelling unit, or auxiliary dwelling unit, and then they oversee the whole project and renting it, and it seems like a great solution to me. We'll see. Maybe they're the test subject down there, and I'll see how it goes. Maybe something we can bring up here, or you know, you can do it on your own, like I said, and it's a good way to get some more housing, which is really what our biggest issue is. You know, well, like we've said over the years, you can pass all of these laws. Like I said, there were 18 new laws passed this week by Governor Newsom to help alleviate some of the issues of affordability and lack of housing. But really the biggest issue is housing, and, you know, not enough housing. And so you can put all these caps on rent and you can put all these restrictions, but really, if you don't provide more housing, it's just not going to help. So that's the solution, is providing more housing. So I really think the ADU is a good solution. And it's good to see that of those 18 bills that he signed, the governor signed, looks like at least maybe six or seven of them directly have to do with auxiliary dwelling units. So, good. Anyway, we'll see if that helps. And then, you know, I forgot to mention the, I mentioned it and then I forgot to go over it, but Another thing, Governor Newsom, Governor Newsom has been doing. He's been a busy guy. He also put into effect California Earthquake Early Warning System, which is the first of its kind in the country. And I guess there's some other countries that do have an early warning system. This is the first in the United States. It really only gives you, you know, maybe 15 seconds of advance notice, depending on where the epicenter of the earthquake is. But it's an app that you can download, and it reads, the system reads, you know, there's sensors, just like, you know, the geological, I forget what the name of it, but, you know, where they study and find earthquakes, and they can tell you what the, where the epicenter is and where, you know, how strong it was and all of that. This is... seismologists and engineers, this is something that is now linked to an app that you can download, and you'll get an alert based on the readings of these sensors all over the country, I mean all over the state. And it'll give, you know, it's not a big lead up to, you know, 15 seconds. Although if you sat through the Loma Prieta earthquake, it was a 15 second earthquake. So that seemed like a really long time. 15 seconds is longer than you think. So it does give you, you get an alert and you go, oh my gosh, you know, so, I mean, I don't know, probably just to kind of get in the habit of knowing, or being able to kind of think in a pinch like that. Okay, well, where do I need to go? What do I need to do? What do I need to grab? And I don't know if it's going to be able to tell you how strong of an earthquake it's coming, or if it's just, you know, brace yourself, the earth is going to move for a second, you know, or a few seconds. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction, I guess, to help. We've been looking for, you know, and people have been asking for years for some kind of early warning system for earthquakes. You know, they say the weather, you can tell that's earthquake weather, your pets, although I don't think we had either indications of that. I don't know, Joe, were your pets asked, do you have pets? Were they acting weird? I didn't. You didn't notice either. I didn't notice. My pets weren't even acting weird.
If it goes by pets acting weird, we'd have an earthquake every day.
I know, right? Right, I know. But, you know, they say you can tell your dogs are kind of on edge or something. I don't know. I didn't find anything. So, you know, maybe this will be a good early warning system. We shall see. So enough of that about earthquake. Just, you know, keep it top of mind. Earthquake, fire, flood, you know, we don't really have to worry about flood this time of year, but as we head into, I guess late winter is when we really get all that rain. You know, early January, February, March is when we've typically had a lot of flooding, although we had the big flooding in the Russian River earlier this year, so you just never know. But we do have a lot of natural hazards to watch out for, and insurance too, you know, and that brings up a good point I was going to mention, is insurance on there's the whole with the fire, there's a new zoning, or not zoning, it's not a correct description, but there's a new, I guess maybe classification of an area that is designated a wildfire area. So as part of our natural hazard disclosure, when you sell a house, you're required to provide this natural hazard disclosure to a buyer. In there, it will say, does your house sit inside this? And there's the high fire area, and then there's the wildfire area. And if you're in that wildfire area, it is very hard to get insurance, and there's a special insurance that you need to get. So talk to your insurance person about that. And be sure when you're buying a home that you understand what the insurance is going to cost. If you're getting a loan, you have to have an insurance bid. You have to have insurance in place or they won't do the loan. If you can't get insurance, there is now a new, almost, you know, kind of like the federal flood insurance, where, you know, you have to have insurance and you're in an area that is in the flood zone, your regular insurance carrier is not going to give you insurance. They're going to say, I mean, they'll give you insurance on other things, but they're going to say you have to have this flood insurance. Your lender will say you have to have this flood insurance. So this wildfire insurance is similar to that, where you have to have it. And you can't get it through your regular carrier. It's a different, separate policy. So, but it's really important to know because your ability to get insurance on a property is a condition, a contingency of your purchase. And a lot of people don't think about that. And, you know, they're busy looking at inspecting the house, getting the home inspection, the pest inspection, negotiating repairs or credits for things that came up. They're getting the roof looked at, the electrical, the plumbing, and they forget until the last minute, oh, we should probably find out about insurance. And you know, if you've already removed your physical contingency, that included your insurance. There's the whole list of, there's the HOA that you need to look into and make sure you're comfortable with that. There's a whole list of contingencies that fall under that physical inspection contingency category. And then there's loan and appraisal. So while you do still have the safety of the fact that you're getting a loan and you can't get insurance, you're not going to get a loan. So you've got that loan contingency that's going to save you there. But really don't wait till the last minute to look into insurance, especially with, you know, earthquake hasn't been an issue. We are all pretty much sitting in an earthquake zone. So I haven't ever seen anyone have to have earthquake insurance by a lender. And it is a separate policy. And it's very expensive. So, you know, I forget. I know at one point we looked up what the amount, the percentage of people that actually have earthquake insurance is pretty low because it is pretty expensive. And anyway, so it's just good to know when you are purchasing a house, make that part of your inspections is check into the insurance because it is an important piece of that puzzle. And you can't get a loan if you can't get insurance and if the insurance is too expensive to where now you don't qualify for that loan because it adds a big chunk of money onto your monthly payment to where now you don't qualify. You need to know that sooner rather than later. You don't want to remove that full physical contingency, inspection contingency because that's part of it. So you want to make sure you include all of those things. And your realtor will advise you of that, or should advise you of that. So, but you should always look out for yourself as well. We're going to run out of time, but I was going to talk a little bit about, you know, new homes. We're seeing a lot of new homes coming up. I looked at a couple of really nice houses up in Fountain Grove. You know, the new spec homes that are just, you know, one-off being built here and there around. And then there's the whole actual subdivision of new homes. And there's some really nice homes out there that are new homes for sale. But there's different. If you're buying one up on the hill in Fountain Grove, it's very different than buying one in one of the new home subdivisions. If you're working with a realtor already and you want to go look at some new homes, check in with your realtor because they need to actually go with you. If you sign in, you know, you go to see a new home in a subdivision, they're going to want you to sign in. If you go without your realtor, they are now going to not allow you to have that realtor represent you if you decide to buy that home. So it's really important to keep your realtor involved. If you're thinking about going and looking at new homes, definitely check in with your realtor and they can let you know what to do. Or you can give me a call, 799-3617. This is Allison Norman. I will see you next week. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Gotta go. Bye.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And we joined the Raider-Packer broadcast. Already in progress. The game hasn't started yet. You think you'll hear the coin flip.
Out of Chris Townsend.
Guys, this place just oozes with history. They've redone Lambeau Field 4 different times. They've spent almost $1 billion. This place is amazing. For any Raider fan, football fan, this is a must-go-to. And, of course, you guys know the history between these two.